is the Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
All right, let's get right to it. Barking about politics in here.
Done, John.
I didn't do anything. You started it.
Oh, it's always me.
Who started that, Richard? Eric brought up the politics.
Yeah.
What? It's okay that you did.
You start to fight, but you brought it up.
Yeah, you did brought it up.
All right, what's my first? What did I bring up?
I don't know. I wasn't going to bring it up
because
I know how touchy you are about it, so I don't really try to bring those things up too often. Brady, you were at home.
You're
did
no
you bring
than
it up?
Trump right now.
Yeah.
What did I do?
I did not bring it up.
Yeah, Brady didn't bring it up. He disappeared. He's in his bunker.
Eric has been on a 48-hour tear.
That's right.
Too much and
you have
too
been.
Much.
I don't want to.
Back away.
Yeah, I had backed away until
about
this coronavirus.
Up, our little text thread, you firing off, oh, look at this idiot, and firing off political things.
I
we're not doing that.
I have to watch this crap to
I'm
keep
sending
track.
Pictures of big black dicks to you guys.
All right.
You're sending pictures. Trump said this, and Trump said, I'm like, all right. I understand your frustration.
I'm trying to do is get the information from the – I don't watch – the regular news shows. All I watch is that briefing.
You've fallen into the pit.
But all I'm watching is that briefing.
But you're watching it with emotion. You just watch it and shake your head and just go, wow. All right. Well, hopefully it all works out. Got to do my own personal thing. The one piece of information.
I just wish they'd let the doctors do that.
They do. Watch the doctors. It's up to you to pick and choose the information you're going to be absorbing.
Pence is fine.
That's great. Watch that doctor who wears too much scarf.
Yeah,
that lady yesterday through
she's
all
good.
The questions just looked
Burks.
And said, "I don't know why you guys keep asking this. It's your behavior that matters."
Yeah, and she's got they got charts and
that's
stuff.
That's it. Like, charts all day long to explain it, and then they kept asking, "What do you think would have happened if we'd have done this? What do you think?" I don't know what you're talking about. It's your behavior from here on out. Your behavior is all that matters.
The next 30 days is what's important.
Yeah, it's up to you. If you guys choose not to do it, this gets a lot worse. If you listen. And it's up to you. We have the responsibility here.
You chose to go down the rabbit hole of, well, governors need to be in charge of everything.
No.
Blah,
what
blah,
I
blah,
said
blah,
what
blah,
I said was
– I was talking about the coronavirus.
What I said – I was too. And what I said was with the coronavirus, the good thing is maybe people will start to realize that localizing is better than relying on federal all the time. And the coronavirus
Absolutely.
Has made it so governors are in charge, mayors are in charge. And that's always going to be better for you individually – when it's localized, than it is to go, what's the federal government doing for both California, New York, and Wyoming, which have drastically different needs, and now you're asking for one group to put a big magic pill on that. That's what I'm saying. I don't give a crap about all the other political minutiae. I disagree with almost all of it. But what I do think is if you can get it down to a level where you're localized, there's a whole better chance that this thing washes away in your area faster than worrying about what they're doing for Florida,
well,
worrying about what's going on in New York.
All it is it's, you know, we're concentrating on the federal government, but so you could concentrate on Ducey's briefings.
I think he did.
And then you could criticize him the same way you criticize
the
national
briefing. It's going to be easier to say that doesn't help us locally and make more sense than it would for me to sit, like you said, with a guy from HUD Road sitting next to you having a totally different need and saying, and now multiply that by a state like Wyoming or Montana having different needs than California and New York and saying, here's one giant magic thing for everybody. And it's like it doesn't work for everybody. So you have to do it locally. That's what I love about the one side that I won't even pay attention to the politics of, is that locally you can disagree and do whatever.
I think it's just
it's
frustration that
local.
Politics even plays a part in this.
It has
instead
to.
Of everybody
we've,
coming
we've
together.
Put,
and
we've given them all the juice. We sit
disgusting.
Back with our arms crossed and scream, what are you going to do to help us? We're not proactive, and all that lady said yesterday was, it's your behavior. It's up to you. This is all up to you.
If people do what they're told,
then but that's the problem.
This will end.
And then you got people screaming, why is he saying that? And why is this guy doing that? It's like, why aren't you doing what you're supposed to? Well, because they're supposed to fix all my stuff. Where's my check? That's where we are. That's why they got too much control. We sat back and said, well, how much do I get out of this? The first thing they did to satiate the entire population was send us a couple bucks. It's like children. And instead of us just sitting back going, what do I have to do? Not talk to people and kind of hang out for 2 weeks? Okay. No, we threw a baby fit. So they gave us money. Here's money. Is that going to calm you down? Well, for a minute. Now what are you going to do? And now you're doing a terrible job. It's like, wow, okay, localize it. Do your part.
Not giving me my money soon enough.
No, I got to wait 3 weeks?
You might as well feed yourself to Carole Baskin's tigers because nothing's going to change.
No, I totally agree. I say the same thing.
Yeah.
I think
so too. And that's what's horrible about having these conversations.
Right. Well, that's why the hindsight.
They're very circular.
Yeah, nothing's going to change.
But that's why the hindsight police bother me. And that's why.
Yeah, but you have to look at history but here's, to judge
let me
how
finish.
Things are
let
done.
Let me finish. That's why the hindsight police bother me, is because we scream all the things we should have done. And never once do we take responsibility to change our actions. Like you said.
We don't have the power to.
We do. Nothing's going to change. We're lazy. We're fat and happy. And this is what happens to populations that are fat and happy. We say, what are you going to do for me? They send you a check. They satiate you for a little bit. You sit back. I mean, if 9/11 didn't change our behavior, nothing's going to. We changed for a month. Rah, rah, rah. We're all together. You can't stop us. These colors don't bleed. And then about a month later, like, I'm bored with that. Who's doing stuff that's pissing me off? And where's my part? We're selfish. We don't take responsibility for
What's
anything.
Going on
and
with
we play
the Kardashians?
Who are you talking about is we? Who's we?
The population.
Okay. The only
Democrat
power we have, we're given, is voting.
We've got all
That's
the power.
That's it. No, we don't, really.
In this situation, we've got a load of it, which is just basically.
Okay, what's your power? How are you going to use it?
Don't leave. Be responsible.
No,
be smart.
I'm
There's
saying
your power.
We don't have power to change how they're going to react or what they're going to do.
Right, but we have the power.
Trump can do what he wants. Congress can do what they want. I mean.
But essentially. It's going to be up to you to just do your personal responsibility will always win out over their power. If you're taking care of what you're supposed to do and everybody – and I know this is a pipe dream and everybody else is too. We wouldn't need them to take care of us.
Yeah, it is a pipe dream.
That's a huge pipe dream.
Unless you have a revolution.
Which is also going to be a whole ton of fun.
Yeah, right. Isn't going
to
happen.
No. Because then you'd have to have everybody on the page for that. So, no. I mean, you get mired into the politics of this.
It is. It's
ridiculous.
Circular. It's like Toledo said. It's circular. And
we're
it's
never going
back
to change.
To the same point. Yeah.
This.
I just wish we'd all stop bitching at each other about my side's a winner and this side's doing better.
The tribalness.
People get frustrated with me because I'm like, neither of your sides are doing any good.
No. Right. They all suck.
Yeah.
They
and they're
want
like,
you
well,
to take a side.
You know what I am? I'm a pussy for not taking a side.
Yep, exactly.
Like, my side is I'm watching both sides suck.
Yeah. All I'm trying to do is – make judgments on who to vote for in the next election because that's the only power I have.
Right.
So I go back and say, all right, well, that was a screw up.
See, again.
That was a screw up.
I would say the power you have is more than you think because nobody really wants to be – this is where I say that the population's
lazy. You'll
judge
Ducey.
Population's lazy because you really won't get involved. I won't either.
Well, what's getting involved, though?
Local levels.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you go to meetings?
You go to meetings.
You go door to door and get signatures?
You make changes at those meetings. Whenever they have those things, the last thing the local politicians want is to see our ugly faces sitting there looking at them going, what are you guys doing?
I agree.
Because they know we're going to do something.
You've been yapping about these meetings for a while. Do you go to the meetings?
No.
I don't know.
But I'm not.
Nobody wants to go to the meetings.
That's my point. We're lazy. I'm in the boat with you. I'm not getting involved, so we expect them to fix all our problems without lifting a finger. That's where I have an issue with all the hindsight police and screaming and yelling at the TV and all the other stuff.
Well, there's a limit to how much we'll actually do.
Exactly.
I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to decide who you want to vote for.
And that is where
are you against that?
No. That is where we're taken advantage of, though. Mm. They know we're not really going to get too involved. So play politics. Give them the answers they need. Feed them a check when they need one. And they'll calm down. That's basically where we are. And who has the power? We do to change that. Are we going to? Absolutely not. It disrupts our lives too much to go to local meetings, to go to politics.
The best way to stop them from getting too much power is vote them out every 4 years.
Yeah. Well, and that's another kind of lazy way of saying just keep changing kicking the ball away from them.
Sure.
But the true power, if you're asking, we don't really have power, you absolutely do. Do you want it?
We have power in masses. We don't have power individually.
You have power. Go down to one of those sitting meetings. Trust me on that.
You're still sitting in a crowd.
Oh, yeah, but you watch a politician see a group show up. All of a sudden, it's different.
Yeah, again, in masses.
Yeah, you get 10 or 12 people. They don't get anybody.
But look what Greta Thunberg did. That's an individual. And then momentum got on and, they make her a poster child.
Yeah, I would probably say she was backed by something. But still, they try to make it seem like one person's power. I'm not doing Pollyanna and screaming one person's power changes it. I'm saying if as a group, locally, your little district got involved, like when my neighborhood had that fence issue and we showed up, the politician sat back like, what do you guys want to do?
But that's
they were scared to death.
But here's the thing.
There were 25 people in the room.
Yeah, and you got to get your group on the same page. But then there'll be a group of 25 next to you on the other side.
We were. There was 25 on both in there. And that was a contentious nightmare.
I know. And then, but when so you what saw gets it, solved? In
what got solved was we came up with a new plan. That group of people came up, instead of a gate or a giant barrier, they put up little – I think they're ugly, but it was the compromise happened. It was amazing. I literally – sat back and said, this is amazing. We fought, so we fought for an hour.
Not all the other side?
Neither side won. We said, what can work for both? They came up with a third plan, and everybody's like, if we're going to have to do it, this is it. Because the big beef was we put a gate up. There's no way into this neighborhood without a key or a remote, so fire and police will be stymied by potentially life-saving minutes, seconds.
People are out there.
They came up with a plan.
Living their lives.
Yeah.
Working tough jobs.
Right. I agree.
You know, they schedule a lot of times. Why does why do they do these things at midnight a lot of the times?
Right.
So people don't show up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many ways to get around us. It's unbelievable.
Because we allow it.
So we might as well bash our head into a wall.
We allow it.
But again, unless we revolt, there's no –
But the revolt –
It's going to be allowed.
Again, the revolt would be showing up.
But the revolt also needs to have a level of discourse that it that it rises. The level of discourse isn't
fire.
The level of discourse isn't enough right now.
It's reactionary. It's a reactionary issue to say, well, it's the hugest thing I can think of to eliminate my problems. But then what? Then I mean, look what happens when you take out a dictator in Iraq and say we did what we're supposed to do. Now what? Great idea in your revolution. Did you have a plan to put anything in? No. It's worse than it was. At least he controlled it.
That's why. You might as well just forget it.
Right. Well, no, we kind of have, and I totally think that. But yeah, it's.
I mean, I'm not going to show up at midnight for some meeting. They're trying to sneak
then
through.
Then you're right. Then you choose not to have the
exactly
power. Right. And I understand that. That's
but I can still I can still try to figure out who I want to vote for.
Sure.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. That's all you've allowed yourself. I'll say that.
Right.
It's not all you've got. It's all you've allowed. And I'm with you. I don't go to this stuff.
Right. Nobody wants to do it.
We're all lazy. But
they'll find a way around you. If you get a group together to go in there to make change, they'll find a way around you.
To a certain level. They're afraid of
they'll
us.
They'll bury you in paperwork.
They're afraid of it. They will do that. But
there certainly have been smaller groups going in there, and things have gotten changed. Because it seems like sometimes it is the smallest amount. One or two complaints or one or two things that
well, that's for corporations.
Yeah.
I don't know about it.
And politics.
They do fear us if we start getting a little bit more involved. They know we're not involved.
We need numbers. That would be the only way. Huge numbers.
Locally, I don't think – well, federally, yes. Locally, I don't think you need huge numbers. I think you need a good amount of people that are involved regularly. And we all need to be more involved. Will it change? No. I'm not going to sit and say that. But like what I was arguing off the air was – I like the idea that this is a local issue and it shows how things can work better locally because it meets the needs of that locality. That geographic location is better served by local politics than it ever is screaming and yelling at what the federal government's doing. That never works as well. I mean, California's needs and our needs are totally different.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. And to have one group – California's
a completely different state.
Totally. California's too big to run by itself. Again, fifth largest economy in the world, and it's constantly broke because its population is ridiculous and its needs
crushing.
Are huge. So you can't have the federal government say, well, what's good for California is good for Wyoming. It's not. And vice versa.
It's the same thing with Bill Maher's argument that why are there two Dakotas? Why do the Dakotas get four senators and California with the fifth largest –
economy
GDP
in the world
gets two senators to talk and enact laws.
At the
laws.
Very least, it'd be three states, and we get one Dakota.
Yes,
I'm with
exactly.
you. Exactly. Yeah, there's definitely things you can look at, and we could change this. We do that.
I'm from Montana. Montana too. That's been the same argument. Montana and Wyoming. They've barely cracked a million people.
There's no one there
right now. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, they should get no say.
Yeah, but I would say I would agree with you to say we don't have power, but I would disagree to say that we had it taken from us. We gave it away.
Sure.
But we have the power. We choose to let other people do the work. It's landscapers. The government's basically like, I could mow my own grass, but it's so much easier to let someone else do it and bitch about how bad they do.
I think it may have been taken away over a long period of time.
We allowed it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was taken. I think it was like, here's a little more.
As we grew, we get distracted. As the population grows, you get distracted.
We got fat and happy. Yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about hindsight, go back.
It's real easy to take from somebody when they're not even looking.
Fat and happy kills all the dynasties.
Absolutely.
When
you nailed it.
When you leave meat on a bone and they're looking at it like, are you going to finish that? And you just turn your head and walk away. They're like, I'm keeping that.
Yeah.
We keep leaving meat on the bone. And it's our own fault. Again, I loved what that lady said yesterday when her eyebrows furrowed. Like, what's with the questions? This is easy. I just told you guys, stay at home. Don't touch each other. This is your responsibility that fixes this. That's it. Period. We get to take care of the people who already have it.
Yep.
But for the future, it's up to you. And we hate hearing that. We hate hearing that. We hate hearing we aren't fixing this. You have to do it. We can't stand it. Where's my check? Where's my thing? What are you doing for me? That's us, and that's me too. I'm not saying I'm not throwing a blame at
right.
I do the exact same thing.
No, I get you.
But when you got to, you know, we're sitting here talking about I wish people would be personally responsible and understand when they goof, they say so. Look, I'm as guilty as anybody else. But I understand when I do it, I'm like, man, I do have power. I just choose not to use it at all, ever, because it's inconvenient. And it's
that's boring. Where I'll disagree with you. I think the one person doesn't really have that.
No. I could rally up a bunch of people like me and say we could have
then
power.
Then you got power.
But then you
got
to go down. But here's the thing.
Individually?
I could go to the city meetings. I can go there.
Because you have to find like-minded people.
Right. They post all the talks they're going to have on a board, and you can go and go, I'm going to go to that meeting. I'm going to go to that one. That interests me. That's sure. my concern. And if enough people did that, they would have a few people sitting
again,
there.
Again, when you get in there, though, you have to have like-minded people with you in there.
But you're
if
not
it's
gonna.
Just you,
you're not
the
gonna.
Reason you got stuff changed when your little HOA thing
I didn't.
Was because there was 20, you said there was 25 on one side and 25 on another.
Right.
They would not even look at you if it was just you in there all alone. They'll listen to you and then maybe. They'll go to the next guy.
Maybe. But they called a city meeting in our neighborhood. It wasn't down, we didn't have to go anywhere. They brought it to us and
sure.
then the politician and the fire guys and they all explained what it would be. And everybody compromised. It was actually kind of a neat thing. We all argued because that's what
if,
we think
if one
gets
person
things
can
done.
Make a change, then there'd be a libertarian candidate.
Yeah.
I
believe it's
a Green Party candidate
it's
that
easier
actually
in
has
groups,
a chance.
But I'm
chance.
Saying as an individual, you can't just dismiss it all and say, well, I have no power. Because if we all do that, then as a group, we've given that up. And as a huge, large group, we've said, well, I'm not even going to try to find this. It's impossible. It really isn't. We could get 5 or 6 people on anything we wanted to do to go down with us.
That's why there are Democrats and Republicans, because they found big groups and like-minded people.
Yeah. And they've also found a lazy group of people sitting back in their lawn chairs, sitting there, what are you going to do for me? Which side's going to do more for me? And then you vote accordingly. And you pat yourself on the back when you do a charity event. It's up to us. That's all it comes down to. I'm as lazy as anybody else, but it is. I mean, sitting back and saying, well, one this and one that, I don't know. It's not the case. We suck as a group, and we blame everybody else for why they suck. And we need to look at ourselves and go, man, we really suck too. This whole thing is kind of on our ass, and we're sitting there saying, what are you going to do for me? When it's as simple as staying home. That's it. Sure, we could have had better leadership.
I think it's a small
leadership
percentage of people saying, what are you going to do for me?
Nah, I don't know.
I think it's blown out of proportion. I think there's a lot of hardworking people in this
Absolutely.
Town. There's a lot. You see
Absolutely.
Them going to work every day. Oh, they're
yeah.
doing
yeah.
what they
Honest
should do.
People, yeah.
I think there's 10 times more of that than there is what are you going to do for me people.
But the least
yes.
of their worry is how the system is.
Right.
Their main worry is I need my check next
Personal
week.
Personal responsibility. They're
just
worried about their circle.
I think that's yeah. just blown out of proportion.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's a full blanket statement that everybody's this way. But I'm saying that there
but
is
But you're giving a voice to
people.
A very small
I don't
group.
Think it's that small.
That's,
I, think
I do. I think there's definitely more people. Look at the homes out there. Look at people that are working hard, that have
yeah.
jobs.
Yeah.
There's just
right. no,
so many of
I'm not saying people
them.
Don't work hard. I'm saying they don't get involved in the situations. That, as a group, we can agree on.
But
nobody's
the,
going
the look
down
at
there
me, people,
care
like, send me my check Lazy people, they don't get far.
We all felt good about that.
About what?
Everybody felt good when – there wasn't a single person saying, well, this is not good. Like we all had that moment of like nice warm water
what,
going
the,
over.
The check?
Somebody saying, oh, we're all going to get a check. Nobody was like,
yeah,
oh, this shouldn't
–
yeah, I can do this myself. Everybody can be satiated with a couple bucks. It happens. That's just human nature. That's an American thing. They can satiate no matter what, hardworking, people who don't want it, just – here's some money. Oh, okay, that's nice. They do it all the time. We all feel that nice warmth of, oh, I'm being taken care of.
Right.
And again, it's not a ton.
$1,200?
Again, but then we bitch about it. $1,200
well, I mean,
is a pretty nice chunk for a lot of people.
Okay.
It is.
And again, the ability to be able to bitch about it is one thing. I mean, as a country, we are a young nation, but, you know, how it's run still – sure, you could shoot some holes in it.
Yeah.
But compared to other places around the world,
absolutely.
We wouldn't, you know, in some places we wouldn't be allowed to talk like this.
Yeah. Fact. But yeah. No, I mean, I'm the only point I'm trying to make is that we all kind of give up the idea of we don't have power. And that was given to a group. And now we feel like, oh boy, now we can't even take it back without big trouble. It's all on you. And that's what I hope comes out of this. But I don't have grand hopes that things change. I don't have grand hopes that everybody does it differently in the future. We'll all fall back into fat and happy. That's what all empires do. They all kind of collapse on their own fat weight of wealth and let everybody kind of go. You give it up when you don't have to work or worry. We don't work that hard anymore as far as, you know, really busting our knuckles. We got a pretty easy world. America's got it pretty easy. Again, Amazon. Prior to this thing, I could order something and have it in my house within 4 or 5 hours.
The people delivering it are working their ass off.
Yeah, they are. And they've got the same got the same opportunities. I'm not saying it doesn't I'm not saying it negates work. I'm saying it's an easy time to be alive for everyone. People at Amazon have an Amazon driver. That's my point. Yeah, they're working their ass off, but they go home, they get on their iPads, they have Netflix, they have all this ease. It's easier to be alive than it ever has been. Ever. Even through this. We're spoiled.
We've been thrown a curveball with this virus.
Yeah, and we're spoiled. And frankly, I'm pretty happy with the way people are responding for the most part. The dummies are the ones that you just can't corral. It's cats. Anyway, it's a discussion that people need to have.
Basically, John, what you're saying is that we have the tools, we have to make the decision to use them, and then take responsibility for that outcome.
Right.
I think that's what Eric is saying.
And that's
kind of the problem. Nobody wants to take responsibility for their own actions, and the stuff is always to look for someone else to blame.
I think
that's the frustrating part with politicians in general when you watch them speak on – because this is who we're looking to lead us now through this. Whether it's Ducey locally, whether it's nationally, just if you make a misstep, it's okay to say you made a misstep.
Right.
Because that's what we were taught when we were younger. Hey, you screw up, admit you screwed up, move on. Isn't that what your parents teach you? I come out and say, like, I apologize, I'm sorry. But for some reason, that all got lost when it has to do with politicians and stuff like that. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to say I screwed up.
Yeah, and I think there's a certain aspect of that, and also the other side of not allowing someone to screw up anymore without – you know, it's the cancel culture when somebody says, yeah, I screwed up. They still get attacked and have to.
But they shouldn't. No, I agree.
I think they should not be attacked. I don't think people admit their missteps anymore because it's almost worse now to say I'm sorry.
But when did it get to that point?
I have no idea. Because I think the I'm sorry world.
It's been that way for a while in the political side. The minute you say you're wrong, you're done.
That's the thinking I don't get, because in real life, in the real world out here,
it's admirable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's where the more I'm disconnected.
I read an article a long time ago that the world changed more than anyone would ever know with the Watergate, because the press realized we sell more papers when we get somebody than when we report the news. So the gotcha mentality of what did I catch you doing became their goal rather than just give us the facts. And prior to that, the gotcha mentality wouldn't fly. And when they got somebody, they're like, wow, this is great for – and television was kind of a burgeoning thing. It was new with news. And they realized, oh, there's a lot of money in gotcha reporting. So then nobody wanted to admit they were wrong, because it would be never-ending cycle of attack. And it shows every – like, you know, if any – Aziz Ansari is my favorite one to go to, because he had a bad date. And all he had to say to people, I think, was, I had a bad date. I think she misread the room. But he came out and did a big apology, and they crushed him, lost his Netflix special. And I'm like, Jesus, the guy did exactly what we asked him to do, and we still stomped on him? I wouldn't apologize. There's no way.
And that's the weird thing. It's like normally, like if you and I had something happen, and I go, I screwed that up.
Right.
Man, hey,
we're cool.
I get it. Things happen.
Totally cool.
That's where, even in Hollywood, if Gilbert Gottfried screws up.
You're told to have responsibility rather than taking
Gilbert stood in this room and I said, what did you do wrong in that Affleck thing? He goes, I apologized. I'll never do that again unless I'm wrong. I did it because I was told to apologize, and I tried to protect the money.
And
he got fired anyway.
They attacked him twice as hard because basically the apology was an admission of guilt. And that's what they were looking
for. And it shouldn't
be
that way.
No, that's what it
was. If you go up and say, I screwed up, I wish I wouldn't have done that, you shouldn't get fired for it.
But in answer to your question, why don't people say, hey, I screwed up? That's exactly why.
Fear.
It's ridiculous.
It's
John,
horrifying.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding
you. What's on the line?
Yeah.
But I have to disagree with you. I actually do not want the check, because I've worked full-time as a truck driver through this whole ordeal. I'm making money. And I feel like the stimulus package is going to bite us in the ass the backside
of
this virus situation.
You've been paying taxes. It's your money.
Right.
You've been paying into it, too, and that's true. They're printing new money.
Yeah.
We'll pay for that again.
You've been paying your whole life. Again. You've been paying taxes your whole life.
He's right.
But macroeconomics means that it's going to come from somewhere.
Yeah. $1,200 back is just a tiny little fraction of what you've paid in.
The back end you're going to pay more taxes.
Probably.
To push that.
They'll find a way to get it back, right?
Yeah. But it's, you know, everybody's on this edgy bubble of like, what's this, what's that? I'm with you. I didn't get a check. I don't want a check either.
John,
it would be ridiculous.
John, I know you're not KTAR, but it is actually pretty refreshing to hear political discussion that is reasoned and calm from you guys. Thank you.
Yeah. It's been this wouldn't have happened 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. No.
No.
There have been newspapers thrown, wrestling in the hallway.
You'd have been yelling at everybody. I'm like, what a – this guy. No, it's you know, it's just like, it's what people are dealing with.
And it's how they're feeling right now. It's
so present.
You
can have a disagreement. I don't think Eric and I really disagreed that much other than I think your fundamental thought of we don't have power, which I don't disagree with, was more of a giveaway than it was a right taken.
But I think it's been gone for a while.
Yeah, but I don't – but again, I think semantics of what this is, I think you're right, but I don't think it was taken. I think we gave it away. And that's the frustrating thing is because I don't think it's gone. I think it was given away.
Sure.
And I don't think that our power is as what it was because
disagree with that.
Because we quickly handed it to someone who said, I'll do it for you. And we were more than happy to give it away.
Fat and happy is when you give it away more often than not. And then once it's gone, it's gone.
That was beautiful. Look at grown-ups having a discussion. And Eric's one of them. How dumb do you feel?
I haven't been drinking as much as I should be.
Now your daughter's getting older. She's probably hitting the hooch first, and first sips go to the
You would think so, by how she bounces off the wall.
I've seen the O'Connell drunk. There's no bouncing. It's a sloth-like drunk. It's very slow. Brady, it's time for you to fix this mess yourself. Only one man has the power.
Fart joke.
It would be Brady.
Give us a dad joke,
no,
Brady.
No, I don't want any of that. I'll kill you right now with that. Rousing discussion. Fun. Yeah, we're not KTAR. We're better than KTAR.
Ugh. Ba-boom. God, I don't know how they do it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
How do they get on there?
My advice to you, don't watch. You're too emotional.
But I get it. But I want to be up to date on what the hell is happening with this
thing. Go into it with that and saying, I'm only here to be up to date.
All I'm doing is watching those.
You get too emotional.
All I want to hear from is that Dr. Fauci guy and get the press briefing. Then just
sit with your eyes closed and go, I don't like this part at all.
And
this
Ducey, I want to hear what Ducey has to say, and then that's all I've been watching.
That's it.
And this is what
emotional.
Happened.
You're emotional.
And what adds to it is it's not your regime in there. So
that does, I think, a lot of people have trouble with that, too.
Yep.
Yeah, but they're like, oh, it's the guy I don't want to be doing things.
Yeah. You guys, you say that, but I don't really – my wife definitely doesn't want that regime in there.
Sure.
I was giving Trump a chance.
Right, but it doesn't – you still don't
want there are things that – you know, and then when I say he messed this up, everybody jumps all over me.
Well, let this be your learning lesson, that when you're agreeing with whatever's going on and you hear somebody disagreeing, say, you know what, I've been there.
Sure.
Because I don't think any of us ever do that, is recognize that when our guy was there and we were fat and happy and somebody was disagreeing, we yelled at them. Yeah. Instead of saying, I've been in your shoes. I know how frustrating that can be.
We shouldn't have a guy.
We have a woman?
No, we shouldn't have a guy. Good God,
man. Have you lost your mind?
It's kind of like how you feel when you, you know, they have to prove to me that they deserve to be in your world.
Absolutely.
So.
No, I've not.
No matter who, I don't care if he's a Republican, Democrat, whatever, Libertarian, you get up there, you do a good job, none of it matters.
I don't care.
Now, if you do stuff out of spite.
Sure.
Then
spite stores are fun. Watch the Kirby.
It's fun to watch. I ain't going to lie. It's fun to
entertainment.
Watch.
I'm only here for the entertainment. Eliminate the emotion because I got my own world to take care of and I'm doing good. I'll see what I can do. Somebody can ruin it, but I'll be sure to guard that. It's all I care about. Brady, it's time for you to do something better than all of this that Eric brings up. It's his fault.
Not my fault.
We call it the Brady Report. It's brought to you by Hooters, which is just a place of escapism. That's the problem Eric's got right now. He's got no escapism. Yep. He can't watch baseball. No. He can't do anything, and now he's mired in
this
nonsense.
What happens with no sports?
This is what happens to people with low IQs when they only have one thing to watch.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
John, I heard you talk to Caleb earlier. Is he getting a check?
That's a good question. Does Caleb get one? I don't think he's old enough.
Yeah.
He's a child. He's getting a $500
check. His parents
are. Boy, I bet you he gets some checks, though. Man. That boy's
I think he's doing all right in those commercials.
Getting some killer checks.
Although right now he might be furloughed. I don't know.
Did they lay him off?
What a kick in the ass that'd be.
Do they really need to advertise right now? They're going to be – nobody's donating.
More than ever.
Yeah. Nobody's donating.
No, this is when charities go crazy.
They close up, don't they?
They prey on people with money right now because the guilt, if you're not feeling bad – in recessions and stuff, that's all you see is charities. Well, you know, you do what you, They're talking to the people who are sitting on a pile of cash going, well, maybe I should hand Caleb some dough.
This is the
that
late-
particular one might lay low.
Children sick? No, they always tell you, like, it doesn't matter what the well, times are. They're still sick kids.
Yeah, but children's hospital spending for, sure, for advertising?
Yeah, oh, yeah. In a big way.
All I hear about is all these, you know, animal shelters closing down and all yeah. that right now.
Well, the, that's
how charities
off,
are getting.
Caleb's not an animal. So that was rude.
But in general, how charities are getting hammered. Like they're not getting right. any money right
well,
now.
Well, because they can't open their doors. But they are getting, they're
people
not.
Aren't, people aren't going to donate.
In fact, the shelters are having the best time of their lives right now because people are fostering and adopting like never before. So the animal shelters are actually like eyes open, thrilled right now. Because this is a great time.
That's kind of people coming together.
Yeah,
there
it really is. That's amazing. And again, like we talked about yesterday, I don't know why the orphans don't get involved in this because maybe a couple fosters could pop in from this. But yeah, the animal shelters are actually, you know, it's not, you know, wine and roses ever there because you're dealing with all that. But man, they're what a huge eruption of adoptions and fostering they've had going on. So it's great. That is great. People taking their time. And there is your, maybe get a little puppy, Eric. You don't have to watch all this stuff. Watch old baseball games. It's time for Brady to quickly give us the rest of whatever the hell's going on in this world. Brady, report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy April Fool's Day.
Yeah, I know.
Couple of fun facts. Square dancing is the official state dance for 24 of the 29 states that actually have an official dance.
Wow.
Does Arizona?
24 of 29 states have a dance. Or 29 states have a dance. 24 of the 29 are square dancing?
Yep.
What are the other five?
I don't have the list.
Shouldn't Eric be mad at isn't that an Irish thing? Square dancing.
It's
come
stolen from
the Irish?
From
no.
Yeah, it got hillbilly.
That's
eyes.
Hillbilly.
Is it?
Yeah, but it was
sure?
based.
I think it was based on the river
yeah,
dance.
Yeah, they kind of had yeah. the same dances.
Yeah.
Square dancing's hillbillies.
Don't you dare.
It is similar, though.
There's a black guy out there just shaking his head going, somebody really wanting to claim either?
Debbie Does Dallas is in the public domain because the company that produced it didn't secure the copyright correctly.
First porn I ever saw.
Was it really?
Yeah, at Nancy Winger's party, man. Ninth grade.
You jumped right in.
Yep.
Wait, well, you watch it with girls?
Oh, everybody. It was a
nobody
party.
Nobody knew. They threw it in the VCR party. And went, oh, my God.
Well, was, how did that room
react?
It
was very awkward to have a boner in a room with all your classmates.
Yeah. Mine was behind the green door. Mark Stebbing's dad had it hidden in his nightstand, and we found it.
Was it mislabeled like
nope.
some of the ones?
It was in the box behind
it?
A green door, and I'm like,
Mine was White Bun Busters.
There you go. Wow, you went back doors.
Wow.
That's a good one.
My White stepdad had the VHS tape up in his
stepdad
closet.
Stepdad liked the fat?
My buddy and I found it. No, it actually
was. Was that the only one that he had?
No, he had multiple.
But that was the first one
but
you
were
went
buns
to.
Busted in this?
Was oh, they accurate? Were. It was a little skinny black guy who was running around busting some buns.
Yeah. I've not seen that. I'll put it on my cue for the quarantine.
Oh, the song is hilarious. Why Bun Buster? I still yeah, could sing it if
soundtrack,
I needed to.
Because you watched it so much.
Oh, yeah.
White Bun Buster. Yeah, behind the green door. And,
I'm going to find you a trailer.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah.
We dove into the award. Brady's gotten conspicuously quiet.
Yeah.
Well, mine was basically 1 to 5 minute clips because we had this cable service in Columbus and the P10, you'd take a paper clip and it would open up the adult channels, but it would only come in from 1 to 5 minutes. And I don't remember the,
that's all you need.
The titles.
Right. But you never had a VCR. You're like, this is the first one somebody threw
no,
in there.
No, I've never watched a porn through its entirety, like a 45 minute.
Who
porn.
Has?
Yeah. That's hard to do.
Well, I just assumed that, when you went to your party, you watched the thing the whole time, the Debbie Does Dallas.
We didn't watch the whole thing. No, it wasn't. We watched it for probably 20, 25 minutes, and then somebody showed up with the keg, and it was more important for that.
You get the gist of it. We watched all of Behind the Green Door because there's a story involved in that, and dudes just keep showing
really?
Up. Oh, my God. It's a never-ending parade of Wang.
I couldn't tell you what the story is in Debbie Does Dallas, but I think it involved football players.
Yeah,
I think it was a takeoff of North Dallas
I don't
40.
Think I've never seen Debbie Does Dallas.
There was locker room scenes.
It was before North Dallas 40.
No, I don't think so.
Pretty sure.
I'll have to look it up.
Or maybe Behind the Green Door was early 70s. But either way, it was fascinating to watch your first porn. White Bun Busters. I don't think I can dive into that. I mean, I went to a gangbang for my first one. I didn't even know what I was getting into, but White Bun Busters. There's the video for White Bun Busters. It looks like an 80s classic.
I would nailed have, it. Can you turn my audio up?
I would have purchased.
Listen to this.
You have to take the mute off.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. Unless, I don't know, or turn your volume up somehow on your end. I got nothing. Oh, wait, maybe you're over here. Is that it?
Call White Bun Busters. That's a great theme song.
I got to tell you.
That's not bad.
Wait a minute. There's a dude who goes, "That's me." Like Dean Martin? I'm the White Bun Buster.
I wish I could find the trailer because the trailer is awesome. The White Bun
Busters. This is great. Oh, the guitar solo is fantastic.
Man. We should add this.
Do you think the composer is out there somewhere
yes.
going, I'm the one, I'm responsible
bun
for
the White Bun Buster?
Hey, catchy.
Bun Busters, call White.
Brady, you should like this. It's a little Devo-ish.
Yeah, I'm jamming
that's
out.
Me. I like when Dean Martin goes, hey, that's me. I'll stick these bleeds right here in your butt.
Oh, it's so good.
These bleeds here?
Wow.
White Bun Busters is a good introduction to the world of porn, and that girl on the cover would have been.
Oh, there were some hot chicks.
She looked like Raquel Darien, an 80s gem.
Yeah.
And you're right, Debbie Does Dallas, 1978, North Dallas, 40, 1979. They're about 4 months apart.
Yeah, maybe one knew of the other.
Yeah.
Brady, I've lost interest in anything you've got to do.
Sorry, we are distracted.
How in the world? That makes all of us.
The political talk into that was, that is a U-turn.
Talk about a dovetail.
You can't even make a left. You had to do a full-out U-turn. We invented a new direction. You all have the power if you just take hold of it and visit your local politicians' meetings. Also, White Bun Busters, call White. That's me. Questions? Welcome to the Bipolar Radio Show.
Man. You should start political meetings with that song.
Yeah.
Call White Bun Busters. Right. That's me.
I like that.
Imagine
if the
audio was on in one of the interviews in the past and he was singing that while they weren't live.
They have the mic on.
Yeah.
Sir, your mic is live.
White Bun Busters.
I watched that thing for a year and I never even did anything to myself.
Yeah, just watched it.
Because I thought it was a big joke.
Yeah, well, it is. I think it was. Yeah. I like that somewhere in a production room, somebody's like, there's something missing right here. That's me. Hey, say that's me, and then you'll be the White Bun Buster in the song. That I think that'll add just enough.
Brady, your Christian guilt didn't get you at all for stealing scrambled porn.
Good point.
Oh, Brady didn't do the scramble. Did he do scramble porn?
He just said he stuck a paperclip
in the back of the thing and got 5 minutes worth.
Went over my buddy John Royer was the expert.
There you go. Blame somebody else.
God, but that was great too. Scramble porn.
Yeah, but the
so frustrating.
It was.
But so fulfilling when it stopped for a second. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it gets stuck every once in a while, and you'd be like, oh, man.
I can see it.
It's on for these Somebody 5 seconds.
Did Toledo say he was at a ninth grade porn party until the keg, until the keg showed up?
Yes, really? Absolutely.
It's Montana.
Yeah.
You're driving at age 12. You're working a farm at 13.
100%.
You're drunk at 12 and 15.
100%.
You're good.
That's freshman year. That's sounds about
freshman,
right.
13. I remember it well.
Well, we hit that porn about
huge parties.
7th or 8th grade at Mark's dad's house.
Yeah, my son is 14 now, and he missed a whole year of where I was boozing it up. Yeah.
Mark's dad lived on Barrow Drive in Chandler, and I remember driving by that house a few years ago and thinking, I wonder what it looks like now. And all I remembered was I had sex several times with his hot tub jets.
Oh, right.
And also watched a porn in there. And I don't have any other memories of the house.
You don't
how does the house hold up?
Yeah.
It's all right. The neighborhood's gone. It's okay.
But then it was.
It's disappointing because Mark's dad had a meticulous front yard, and now it's all rock.
Oh.
So that was a bit disappointing. But, man, I just remember that house for two things. He would let me watch it and check in on it when he was out of town, and I would go outside and his hot tub jets. I don't think I ever looked in on the house. I just go outside, jam my. That was a mess. 8th, 9th grade, forget it. All right, finish up, Brady. Hurry up.
God, come on, Brady.
It's taking so long.
couple of coronavirus nuggets here. Researchers are now saying the new symptoms that you can look for to make you extra paranoid: loss of smell and taste.
You said that last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you did. You lost it because the dude from the Jazz brought it up. He said, I lost my smell. And it's a fairly common virus problem after your...
Yeah, not just this one, right?
The medicine and the virus, a lot of times afterwards, you lose your sense of smell a little bit.
And it's even more than the fever, they're saying now.
Right. It's not permanent, but...
Yeah. Carnegie Mellon University claims they developed an app that you can find out if you have the virus by analyzing your voice.
What?
No. Although it's not approved by the FDA or the CDC.
Because it's crazy talk.
Yeah. And that a new study found it is fine for people with coronavirus to take ibuprofen.
Yeah, they were worried about
that. I remember that was circling around. Yeah. They're saying, no, don't take that. And then I saw a person had sent, like on one of those email or text strands that says, do not take the name brand, Advil. And I'm now they start naming Advil.
Right. It's their fault.
Then you know, who put out the study?
Call.
Take Tylenol.
Fun Buster. That's me.
Alcohol sales, we mentioned.
What special virus? Speaking of viruses, this song. I need to know all the words. I'm going to be, thank God we're on lockdown, because I would be at some place wildly important, not realizing I'm standing next to some lady going, it's white. Bun Buster. What are you singing? Nothing.
Don't
worry about it. I didn't realize I was doing that out loud.
There's a new dating site called Quarantine Together that matches up people after they confirm they've washed their hands.
I like that.
This is pretty interesting. A cocaine dealer was being followed because he was in... Ontario, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They followed him. The guy was making stop after stop. And they figured out, the reason why he's making these stops, he's selling drugs. Eventually, they pulled him over, found a bunch of cocaine and cash in the car. So he's charged with drug trafficking, which puts it on the list of also a drug dealer is not an essential job because they hit him with a fine of $750.
Yeah, you got to get in that house if you're a drug dealer.
Right.
There's ways to get your drugs to people. There's dry drops and things like that. All sorts of different things. Watch Breaking Bad and figure out how they get it down a pipe. They don't even have to contact. One guy stands outside and you put it down a gutter. Shoots right through. It's dry as a bone right now. You can throw it through a gutter. Right down to the ground. Guy comes, picks it up. He's risking it. The dealer is not. The user is.
There's a charity called Operation Barbecue Relief. Normally they serve food after natural disasters like hurricanes, but now they're keeping restaurants afloat by paying them to make food for the homeless and first responders.
That's nice.
What's the other thing? Oh, this is in Florida, Brevard County, Florida. Some people decided to have a gender reveal celebration. And let's just say they teamed up Tannerite and a gun.
Yes.
It caused a 10-acre fire. They're in real trouble.
It's a boy. Run!
Oh, yeah, I'm looking to see if they identified the gender. They said they don't even mention it. Just they got in trouble for the 10-acre fire.
I got to thank the Deep South for letting me know what Tannerite is. If it wasn't for the internet and the South, I would have never understood what Tannerite is and to run from it. Like, if somebody said, I've got Tannerite, you guys want... No, I know now to leave. Prior to the internet and the South being so stupid, somebody said that, I'd have been like, what's that? And I'd have stuck around. I now know Tannerite means run away. And they don't. The hillbillies love blowing things up. It's all over Joe Exotic. They keep shooting Tannerite packs and... Keep it up, boys. That's why they don't close Florida. Florida still hasn't been shut down yet. Hoping the hillbillies will just take themselves out.
Speaking of Joe Exotic, more and more evidence is coming out on Carol. There's a second restraining order. A former boyfriend, I think the guy's name is Jay Jackal.
Of course it is.
But he had a restraining order that he took out against her And this was about a year after the disappearing husband, because she basically threatened him.
Hush. Threatening to kill him too?
Yeah, if you keep bringing it up, or it's interesting because
I would listen to that threat after the first husband disappeared.
I would too.
Yeah.
That's like OJ telling you, like, I got a beef with you. Like, whatever you want, man. You take things to levels I'm not capable of.
Like, but it's looking, the timeline and the stuff that he's talking about is definitely offering some new information to the cold case.
Don't coke anything but nuns, because they're the white.
Wait a minute. Did he just say don't F anything but nuns?
He did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Don't F anything but nuns is a lyric?
I think they said they will F anything but nuns.
Okay. I thought it said don't F anything but nuns.
I didn't check the lyrics on that.
That's if that's posted online, somebody's broken that down.
Well, at least they have standards. All right, boys, you know my rules. We'll pretty much anything except nuns. That's where I draw the line. Ocelots, ostriches.
How do you not laugh when you're writing this?
Field mice, but not nuns. My God, don't stamp on religion. We're bun busters. We're not sadists.
White.
You heathens? Now, as I've said in the past and said again, like Dad and his dad before him, we will anything, but not a nun.
Turn it back up. We got to get the hook in. Oh, there's the solo.
That's strong.
Man. How'd I miss the 80s?
All white. Bun busters, they're white. Bun busters, they're white. Bun busters.
And you.
That's me.
And you.
That's me.
I love That's Me guy. That's me.
It is deep.
That's me, baby. Oh, my. Oh, wow. I was going to try and you, but it turns out you're a nun. Huh? I have standards, you see. I'm a very religious man.
Wasn't he trying to bang a nun in one of his movies?
Yes, Cannonball Run.
Yeah.
Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah.
Normally, I don't. He was dressed as a priest.
Yeah, he was a priest.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm out bun busting, very rarely do I ever bust the bun of a nun. Today is no exception to that rule. Your buns are safe, nuns. But I am a white bun buster. I am also racist. John, oh, my. I need a little tinkly drinky.
John, it's good to know what Dandar was up to in the 1980s.
Oh, just a little... A little bit of a nip off the old top there. So tell me.
A little what?
Before, a little nip. I'm a white bun buster, not a yellow one. That's a different movie.
We'll end it with one real quick radio video.
You top that.
Yeah.
Nah, you can't.
No.
Just play the white bun buster.
Yeah, I think you're right. But they're white is a big part of this.
No black girls in this one.
Because it's probably called Black Ass Blasters. It's always more violent and scary.
Bun breakers.
Yeah. You know, the skinny little black guy in the movie, he's pretty much like Flava Flav. He looked exactly like Flava Flav.
I'm going to watch this. This has to be available.
I can't get to it on our... Hubbard shut us down.
Well, you're a fine young man, because as a nun, I was worried of my buns being busted. Well, you've made it quite clear. Father, Spirit, Son, Holy Ghost.
Does a little cross on him. Excuse me, if you don't mind, a nun, you've wasted crucial bun-busting time. I have to leave to bust more buns, and I can't sit and talk to nuns.
Are you going to see how it ends? I don't know how it ends.
I know how it ends.
Yeah, well, I think we all know how it ends. John, asking for a friend here.
Yeah.
How do you get paid if you drop your dope down a gutter? Doesn't the money need to be up front? Again,
you pay the guy on the street. There's a dude on the street, and he stands and handles the cash. Then he says, all right, it's around the corner, and it comes out of the gutter. And then nobody's dealing. It just shows up on the ground. You give a guy $10, say, I owed you money. How am I the one who knows all about this? He stands on the corner, Combo's corner, you hand him the money, and then he goes, all right. And then it shoots out of a thing from an apartment, a second-story apartment down a gutter, and then you go and pick it up in an alley. And then no drugs were exchanged outside of you finding them, pooty fingers. Jesus Christ, people.
What, do I got to spell it out
I'll
for
sell,
you?
I'll sell drugs to anybody, but not a nun. I got standards, see? Can't have the Lord looking down on me as a bun buster. Nun bun busters. Now, that's a movie that no one would watch. But I do like the song. That's great stuff. Congratulations, Eric. You saw the greatest porn ever right off the bat. The first one you ever saw. And the song is
never
completely worth it.
Man. All right, I'm putting that in the hotkeys.
Eric, your Flava Flav guy was named Jack Baker.
Oh, Brady's doing research. Oh,
nice work.
Yeah, he's not blocked on his computer. Yeah. He can look it up.
What I remember about a porn the first porn I owned was T.T. Boy and someone else, and Christy Canyon was in it, but it was a talk show. And it was like a Carson-like talk show. So the host of the show would bring out guests, and then he'd bang them. And I remember the comedian on the show, because he was busy banging Christy Canyon. He goes, well, that's about enough of that. This new comedian coming out here. And I'm like, oh, wow. It was the kid from The Toy. Master Bates was the comedian. And as I'm beating
He turned into a porn star.
He started to porn stuff. I'm whacking it. And I'm like, hey, it's Master Bates. And then I would start quoting The Toy.
Oh, you ass.
I'm tugging my horn. I recognized a guy from regular film. I think that was called the Dirty Late Show or something. I don't remember. It was terrible. But it was my first DVD porn I ever owned.
I miss those fun parodies, though.
Oh, they were fun. They're great. Now it's just 3 or 4 minutes of finding my favorite girl and getting expediting. Get it done.
In and out. In and out.
Get it done. There you go. That's your Brady Report, along with a very deep philosophical political question. In the end, we all learned one thing. Nothing's going to change. Once this is over, we're going right back to normal, being a bunch of bitches. And I think we can agree that that's probably a fact. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey!
Here we go.